News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage in association with AIR.
If you're one of those people who believes that you are specially victimized by mosquitoes and nobody believes you when you say they particularly like you, like the taste of you, there's new evidence that suggests that you might be right. Professor Katrina Ryan, consultant dermatologist, the Institute of Dermatologists and clinical professor at UCD, is with us. Katrina, research reveals what it is that mosquitoes like about people.
Hi. So, yeah, there's lots of research on this. And actually, it's not that new at all, Anton. So there's certain things that genetically can make you more prone to getting bitten by mosquitoes, or them being more attracted to you. One of them is your blood type. So mosquitoes will land on someone with blood type blood type O, twice as much as those who have blood type A. I'm definitely a big target for mosquitoes. I'm absolutely plagued by them on every holiday. And
so they're a universal donor in every way.
There you go, even to the mosquitoes. But there's other things as well, that when mosquitoes don't just see us, they can sense us in lots of different ways, particularly the way you emit CO2, so what you breathe out, and your body temperature. So when people are bigger, when they're a larger person, they are emitting more CO2. When they're pregnant, they do too. Actually, it's good for little kids because they're not as prone to getting mosquito bites. They're smaller. Another thing that a lot of people do when they're off on holidays is drink alcohol. And I'm not saying not to drink alcohol, but even having one beer increases your attractiveness to mosquitoes.
Why does having a beer make you more attractive to a mosquito?
It's just because of what you put out in your, you know, what you emit through your sweat. So they can detect sweat as well. And mosquitoes are great at finding people through their sweating. So if someone sweats a lot, or if they're exercising, so during or after exercise, they're more able to detect you. Now, they do see more highly visible colours too, so wearing paler colours is helpful. But there's lots of little things that we ways that they can find you. So it's the CO2, it's your temperature being higher, things like alcohol, and then there's certain people who they're more attracted to too. Now, the obvious thing, I think, is just making sure you do preventative things when you're away. So, you know, closing the windows and doors at night is an obvious thing. But like if I leave even one window open or a crack in the door, they come to feast. And then using insect repellent really does work, especially ones that contain DEET. That's DEET. But you need to be careful with DEET. The higher concentrations of it can be irritating to skin, and we don't recommend it putting it on kids. If you can put it on your clothes, that's always a better way too. If you know, to stop them being attracted to you so much.
What about natural remedies? Is there anything that you can do that isn't DEET that has any impact other than staying off the booze?
So citronella bracelets can help. And then there's anecdotal evidence that taking vitamin B12 before you go away, that hasn't been proven in the literature. But I swear that I have patients that swear by it, that absolutely swear by taking high dose vitamin D supplements before they go. The literature doesn't support it, but certain people seem to be absolutely positive that makes a difference. I do tell, I have certain patients, and so I do too, get whopping reactions to mosquito bites, that they swell up very badly anywhere I'm bitten. A lot of people have this same problem as well. So if you are one of those people, bring away some hydrocortisone or a topical steroid that helps bring down the swelling. Some patients as well, I'll tell, if they get really bad ones, to take antihistamines for the time that they're on holidays as well. Because actually sometimes it can ruin someone's holiday if they're absolutely eaten alive, one of the nights that they're out.
Katrina, thank you very much. Professor Katrina Ryan, consultant dermatologist at the Institute of Dermatologists, clinical professor at UCD.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage in association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.